Today's daf is Vachem Daf Mem Dalet, today's shir is sponsored by Jeremy and Adina Herskowitz. It's in honor of Adina's grandfather's yard site, Yitzchak Yeruchim Fishel Ben Moshe, Zichron Levracha, and the Shamash Rav and Aliyah, from the Zuchus of our learning. We're holding on the bottom of Daf Mem Gimlon Beis. His Daf is Mem Dalid, and we are discussing, we're in the middle of going through this comment that Rava had said, that if you ever need a Pasuk really explained very well, you have to go to Rav Yitzchak Bar Uvadimi. He knew how to explain Pesukim really well, but if you ever need a Braisa explained really well, Rav Ze'iri was the one who could explain a Braisa really well. So the Pasuk was relevant to our Sugya. The Braisa is on a similar topic, so it's somewhat relevant to our Sugya about a person who is Tamei, eating something that is Kodesh, but we're now going to go through the Braisa. What is the Braisa that was explained so well by Ze'iri that otherwise was not Muvan at all, that otherwise we have no idea what the Braisa was talking about? So we're going to go through three possibilities of what that Braisa meant, and the third and final possibility is Ze'iri's possibility. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the source of the idea that Pigul only applies to something that has a Matir. That was the Klal that our Mishnah had, where the Mishnah said that number of things are not subject to pigul because there's nothing that's matir them. So we're going to try to find where we see that in the Torah. Then the Gemara is going to try to identify the author of a braisa who holds that on the one hand, a log shemen can become pigul, the log shemen shel metzora can become pigul, but on the other hand, minchas nesachim cannot become pigul, and we're going to have three possibilities of that as well, who the author might be or how to explain the authorship of that braisa. On Amud Beis, we're going to have the havamina that many karbanos would not be eaten by kohanim, and we're going to show how from various words in Pesukim, we see that those karbanos that we would have had a havamina are not eaten by kohanim, in fact, are eaten by kohanim. And then at the end of the daf, we're going to have a braisa that explains how pigul can and cannot apply to chatos apnimios, meaning in what sense they ever do apply to chatos apnimios, and in what sense they are excluded. The chatos apnimios are excluded from the notion of pigul. So let's go back to that braisa that we read quickly yesterday, but we're going to have to explain it again today anyway. Last words on line are im ne'emru, which happens two lines in a row. The first of the, so we're at masnisa detanya, and the last words line im ne'emru, masnisa detanya. What is the braisa that Ze'iri explained and we never would have been able to understand it but for Ze'iri's explanation? It's the following braisa that discusses eating holy things, whether it be kachim, trum, while a person is tameh. So the braisa reads as follows: Im nemru kalos, lama nemru chamuros. If the Torah tells me that yichayev malkus for the lesser of these things, then why does it need to tell me that yichayev malkus for the more severe of these things? Im nemru chamuros, lama nemru kalos. And if it's going to tell me that yichayev malkus for the more severe, why does it have to tell me yichayev malkus for the less severe? Im nemru kalos velo chamuros. So the braisa explains, because if we only would have been told that yichayev malkus for the less severe of these violations, I would say yes, you chayv malchus for the less severe, but if you violate that which is more severe, malchus wouldn't be enough, you'd be chayv misa. So that's why the Torah has to go out of its way to tell me that even in the more severe situations you're only going to be chayv malchus. And if it only would have told me about the more severe situations, I would have said yes, by the more severe situations there's a chayv malchus. By the kalos, which if it wouldn't have said it, I would have just assumed you're pater entirely, that you're not chayiv malchus at all. L'kach nemru kalos. That's why the Torah has to tell me the case of kalos as well. So what we do see from this braisa is that the Torah tells me about two different situations. One is kal, one is chamer, and that apparently you get malchus in both of those situations. And I wouldn't have known that you get malchus in both of those situations if the Torah would not have told me these situations. The question is, my kalos, my chamuros. What are we referring to when we talk about kalos and chamuros? Ilema kalos meiser chamuros truma. So one possibility is that kalos is referring to eating meiser sheni when you're tame. That's an iser kal, because right after you go to the mikvah, you're allowed to eat meiser sheni. You don't have to wait even for harav shemesh. A tvul yom is already allowed to eat meiser sheni. So in that sense, it's kal, because it's something that becomes mutter immediately after the mikvah. And chamuros are truma, and that's more chamur, because even after you go to the mikvah, you have to wait till Harav Shemesh until you can eat truma. So the Gemara says, nah, that can't be what we're talking about as kalos and chamuros, because how could the Braisa then say that if the Torah would have only told me the punishment of malchus by kalos and not by chamuros, then hayis yomer b'misa, I would have naturally assumed that truma, you'd be chayiv misa, and kamash mlan, that you're not. Hashanami of a misa. That actually is the halacha. That if you eat truma bituma, that din is that yichayv misa b'day shemayim. So it can't just be a hava mina that's rejected. Visu, and not only that, if you eat lo nemru hayis yomer b'misa, if it would not have said the onesh by the if it only would have said the onesh by the kalos and not by the chamuros, I would have thought that only eating ma'aser sheni b'tuma yichayv malchus, whereas by eating truma b'tuma yichayv misa b'day shemayim. According to that limud, the hava mina is to be mechayv b'achilus truma would have been from a kal v'chomer from ma'aser sheni. Really, you could make such a kal v'chomer that if I'm chayiv malchus for ma'aser sheni, which is more kal, then for truma, which is more chomer, I should be chayiv misa. No, the first rule of kal v'chomer is dayo laba min adin lios kanidon. You can make a kal v'chomer from ma'aser to truma, but only to punish truma to the extent that you punish ma'aser sheni. You can't punish truma more than you punish ma'aser sheni. It's a basic rule of kal v'chomer. There never would have been such a hava amina. So Ella, so says the Gemara, we're misunderstanding what kalos and chamuros are. Kalos means tumas sharetz. We're not talking about the level of the iser of eating bitum. We're talking about the level of your tumah. Kalos means that the person is tamei sharetz. Chamuros is tumas meis, that the person himself is tamei a tumah chamura. And what the Bryce is trying to say is, if it only would have told me that you get punished for eating kodesh when you're tamei tumas sharetz, you chayv malkus for eating kodesh when you're tamei tumas sharetz, so I would have assumed that you chayv misa b'dei shamayim for eating kodesh when you're tamei tumas meis. And if it only would have told me that you chayv malkus when you're tamei tumas meis and you eat kodesh, I would have assume that you're pata legamri when you eat kodesh bitumas sheretz ubimai. So it says, well, what are we talking about though? What kind of kodesh are you eating over here that the Bryce is working with this different levels of tuma? If it's omit eating truma, ubimisa. The halach is by truma, I don't care if you're tamei tumas sheretz or you're tamei tumas meis, you actually are chayiv misa. So what the Bryce says doesn't work out. Visu lekach nemru chamuros debalav habamisahi. The Brisa says that the reason the Torah has to mention the onesh by eating bituma chamura is to tell me that you only get malchus. Not true. You eat truma when you're tamei. You're chayiv misa, you're not chayiv malchus. V'iba achilas meiser, and if we're talking about eating meiser sheni, if that's the subject of the brisa, im lo nemru chamuros v'isi omer ala chamuros b'misa, we said that had it not told me about eating meiser sheni when you are tamei tumas meis, I would have assumed that yes, you chayiv misa only when you eat bitumas meis. I would have assumed you chayiv misa when you eat bitumas meis, meaning if the Torah only would have told me if the Torah would not have told me about eating meiser sheni bitumas meis, I would have assumed that the punishment is misa. Hamitumas sheretz ka'asya. What do you mean? The only way I would have known the punishment is from learning it out from eating meiser sheni when I'm tamei tumas sheretz. So it would be a kal v'chomer that if I'm chayiv malchus when I eat meiser sheni b'tumas sheretz, then what? I should be chayiv misa when I eat b'tumas meis. Again, dayo la b'minadin lios kenidon. That violates the rule of dayo. So it took us till we found ze'iri to be able to explain this brisa, and that shows us how ze'iri is uniquely capable of explaining challenging brisas. Amar ze'iri. Ze'iri explained kalos tumas sheretz, chamuros tumas meis. Kalos in fact refers to tumas sheretz, chamuros in fact refers to tumas meis. But vahachi kamar ilu nemar tumas sheretz nemar meiser utruma velo nemar tumas meis hayis yomer kalos ala kalos belav ala chamuros b'misa, and mid kalos ala chamuros b'misa chamuros nami ala kalos b'misa lekach nemru chamuros. Here's what the Bryce is trying to say. If it would have only said the din that when you are tamei sheretz and you eat meiser betuma, you violate a lav, and the din, that if you eat truma betuma, you're chayev misa, and it would not have told me what the din is if you were tamei mace eating meiser and truma, I would have assumed that someone who has a low-level tuma, tuma sheretz, that eats a low-level iser, to meiser sheni, he's in violation of a lav, and someone who has a low level tuma eating something that's high level iser eating truma tamei sheretz eating truma is chayiv misa, and I would say midekalos ala chamuros b'misa. If a guy who's tamei sheretz eating truma is chayiv misa, so then certainly a guy who's tamei meis eating truma is chayiv misa. That doesn't violate dayo. That actually works with dayo. That if a tamei sheretz is chayiv misa for eating truma, then a tamei meis for eating truma should for sure be chayiv misa. So lekach nemar chamurus. That's why it has to tell me about the tumas meis. I'm sorry. Then meaning I would have assumed that if a person who has a kal level tuma eating a chamur level eating a chamur level iser is b'misa, then someone with a chamur level tuma, meaning tumas meis, eating a kal iser, eating meiser sheni b'tuma, would also be chayev misa. That you only need one element of kal and one of chamur. There are two factors here. There's the level of tuma of the person and the level of iser, and you only need one of them to be kal and one of them to be chamur in order to be chayev misa. So the kach nemru chamuros. That's why it has to tell me about tumas meis hachamura, that if you eat meiser sheni b'tumas meis, you're only going to be chayiv malchus, you are not going to be chayiv misa. Ein achinami, you eat truma b'tumas meis, chayiv misa. But you eat meiser sheni b'tumas meis, when you are tamei tuma chamura and you're eating an iser kal, that is going to be only chayiv malchus. So that was the brisa that we required Ze'iri's explanation for. Now we go on to explain the Mishnah. We said that the rule of pigle is something can only become pigle if there's something else that's matir it. So Tanur Rabbanan, we have a brisa that tells us as follows. Maybe we should say that since the parsha of pigle is only said by carbon shlamim, that only carbonos that are similar to shlamim have a din of pigle, can bring about pigle. So there's a reasonable havamina to be had that only those carbonos that share the characteristic with carbon shlamim, that it's eaten for 2 days and one night, only such carbonos are eligible for pigle. How do I know that even carbonos that are only eaten for 1 day and one night are also subject to pigle? Tamalomar mi besar. Kol shashiyar nechalin. The pasuk says mi besar. From mi besar, we learn that only those carbonos that the shirayim of it get eaten, they have a din of pigle. So that's the limud. So the brisa continues. Ola she'ein shirayin nechalin minayin. How do I know that a carbon ola, which none of it gets eaten, it gets burnt on the mizbech, there's no shirayim that gets eaten. How do I know that a carbon ola can become pigle as well? Tamalomer zevach. That's why the pasuk says mi besar zevach. Shlamav. From the word zevach, the extra word zevach, we include a carbon ola. Minayin l'rabo sa'ofos. How do I know that in a chata sa'of and an ola sa'of, which are not a zevach means a behema, it does not mean an oaf. So how do I know that chata sa'of and an ola sa'of, which are not eaten and they're not a zevach, that they also are subject to pigle? Vamenachos, and by carbon mincha also, you could have a din of pigle. A mincha is certainly not a zevach. Sa'ad shani mar belog shemen shel metzora. Because I learn all kachim, and I'm even marba log shemen shel metzora. I mean, you forget about ofos and menachos. We go even further. A log shemen shel metzora can become pigle if you have a machsheves pigle when you're doing some of the avodas hadam of the carbon asham that goes along with the log shemen shel metzora. It can even be mefagel the log shemen. Tamalomer asher hey makdishim li. All of these things are learned from the pasuk asher hey makdishim li. That includes all kachim. So the Gemara explains that we can learn the din of tuma. From the din of tuma, we can also learn the din of nosar and pigol, that it's nogea to all kabanos. Va'asi nosar, and we learn nosar by all kabanos chilul chilul mituma with gzeir shavav chilul chilul from tuma, because by nosar it says va'ochla va'vano yisaki es kodesh Hashem chilel, and by tuma it says ve'inaz mikach v'nei shol v'lo yichalelu eshem kachi. So just like tuma includes all kachim, the din of tuma includes all kachim. So to the din of Noser includes all kachim. The pasuk that we darshaned was about tumah, wasn't really about pigul. So if in that pasuk about tumah, we just showed how all different karbanos are included. So good. So in the so we also include the dinim of tumah, the isurim of tumah. I'm sorry, the isurim of nosar in all these karbanos. And asi pigul avon avon minosar. We could then turn around and learn pigul from exershav avon avon from nosar, that it says by nosar va'uchlav avon no yisa, and it says by pigul va'nefesh ochelis menu avona tisa. So from that pasuk that talks about eating kachim bituma, that apparently includes all kachim, we see that pigul is also inclusive of all kachim. So says Gemara, okay, umeachar sasofa the rabbis kol davar lama nemer shlomim meata. If you're going to come to tell me that includes all kachim, why does the Torah only tell me the din by shlomim? So lama lcha ma shlomim yuchadim sheish le matirim ben adam ben lemezbech al kol sheish matirim ben adam ben lemezbech. That's the rule of our Mishnah. What we learn from shlomim is the rule that it has to be, in order for something to be pigul, it has to be similar to shlomim in the sense that there's something that is matir the basar for a person to eat, or matir the emurim to be brought on the mizbech, and only when there's a matir is it chayiv mishum pigul. So only then are chayiv nalav mishum pigul. So says the Gemara, let's go through the various matirim, which we already did in the Mishnah, but there's a brisa that's elaborating. Ha'ola dama matir esbesara la mizbech. By carbon ola, the dam of the ola is matir the basar to be burnt on the mizbech. Va'or lekohanim, and it's also matir the or to be given to the kohanim. Olas ha'ol, dama matir esbesar lemizbech. By an olas ha'ov, the dam is matir the meat of the olas ha'ov to be brought on the mizbech. Chatas ha'ov, dama matir esbesar lekohanim. The dam is matir the meat to be eaten by kohanim. Parman esrafim, siman esrafim, the chatos apnimios, dama matir semirayin likarev. The blood is matir the emurim to be brought. Umotzi anias hakometz vesalvona vaktores uminchas kohanim uminchas kohen mashiach uminchas nesachim vadam. What's excluded from becoming pigul? All of these things that don't have a matir, the komets, the lavona, the ktoris, the minchas kohanim, minchas kohen mashiach, minchas nesachim, and the dam. There's nothing that's matir them for adam or for mizbeach. If there's no matir, there's no pigul. Rabbi Shimon Omer, ma shlomim miyuchad and sheyesh bo al mizbeach hachitzon v'chayav nalav av kol sheyesh al mizbeach hachitzon v'chayav nalav mishum pigul. Rabbi Shimon says the rule that we learn from shlomim is that just like by karm shlomim, there's a zrikas dam on the mizbeach hachitzon, and that's why it's subject to pigul. Only those Karbanos that have a zrika sadam and the mizbech hachitzon, yichayiv mishum pigul. Yotzu parman esrafim, l'siman esrafim, and we therefore exclude the chatos apnimios hol she'ein al mizbech hachitzon kishlam. Since they do not have a zrika sadam on the mizbech hachitzon, ein chayiv nalav mishum pigul. They are therefore not subject to pigul. Okay, that's the brisa. So Amar Mar, we said in this brisa, kayotze bashlamim, my nihu. What is meaning? The brisa had a hava mina that before it darshened all the psukim to be all inclusive of so many different karbanos, that the only things that would be subject to tumah and to nosa and to pigul would be things that are karbanos that are just like shlamim in that they're eaten for 2 days and one night. What karbanos are eaten for 2 days and one night? Bechor, it's Bechor, Tinech, L'Shayam V'Laylecha. That's it. Bechor is eaten for 2 days and one night. So had we not had all these other ribuyim, I would have said only a Bechor is subject to all these dinim. B'may Asi. So what limud would we use to be marbe Bechor from Shlamim? Iba Memetzinu, if we would just say, oh, the Torah tells it to me by Shlamim, so I might as well apply it to Bechor, that there's a din of pigul by Bechor as well. Ikal Mifrach, you could ask on that limud, Malashlam Shain to Unin Smicha, Unasachum Tunufus Chazavishok. Bechor is different. Bechor is shlamim is different than bechor. Shlamim is more chamor than bechor. Shlamim requires smicha, requires nesachim, requires tzuvas chaz v'shok, and maybe that's why it also has this chumra called pigul. So you can't learn a memetzinu. It's not a parallel limud to apply whatever chumra you have by shlamim to automatically apply to bechor. Shlamim's got lots of chumras that bechor doesn't have. Ella, rather, how would I have derived Bechor from Shlamim, Me'im He'ochol Ye'ochel. From the fact that by Karban Shlamim it says the phrase He'ochol Ye'ochel, so we would assume that is a klal that's coming to include more than, it's a klal, a prado klal, actually, it's coming to include more than just Shlamim. Meaning the word Shlamav is a prat, so we darshan as a klal, a prado klal. That He'ochol is the one klal, Ye'ochel is another klal. So He'ochel yachel klal, shlamav prat, ye yachel klal. So klal prat, klal yatadan, ella ke'en haprat. What's similar to the shlamim? A bechar is similar to the shlamim. So that's what I would have included. Says the Gemara, that's not a klal prat, a klal. Hani tre klal yismichi adadi ninu. Those two klalim, he achol, ye achel, are two klalim that are right next to each other. The words are juxtaposed with each other. There is no word in between that's a prat. The prat comes after both klalim. That's a klalu klalu prat. That's not a klalu prat to klal. So says the Gemara, amarava kadamri bimarava kol makam shatamotzi shne klal so smukum zelzeh hatel prat beneim v'donim b'klalu prat. You're allowed to do that. That's fair game within the rules of klalu prat to klal, according to the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, that even though the klalim are right next to each other, you could take the prat and put it in between the two klalim. Says the Gemara, okay, an additional element of the brisa that we'll now explain. Ad shani marbelog shemen shol mitzora. So we said, and these ribuyim in the pasuk come to teach me that it includes everything. It even includes log shemen shol mitzora in the dinim of tumah and no sarin pigul. So says Gemara, hamani, who's the author of a brisa that would say that log shemen shol mitzora is also subject to pigul? Well, we had in our mission Reb Meir. It's got to be the sheet of Reb Meir. Did Tanya log shemen shol mitzora chayavin la mishum pigul divrei Rabbi Meir? It's only Rabbi Meir holds that a log shemen shol mitzora, if you eat it, you're chayiv mishum pigul, because he holds even though the mitzora is able to bring his log shemen until 10 days after it brings his karban asham, but there's still this assumed connection between the shemen and the karban asham, and it's the dam of the asham that's matir, placing the shemen on the bahonos and to eat the shirayim. So the Gemara the Gemara asks Ema Seifa, but then the Brisa goes on to say Motzi ani Minchas Nusachem v'Adam, that Minchas Nusachem and Dam are not subject to pigul. Well, that's Asan Rabbanan. That seems to follow the sheet of the Chacham who disagree with Rabbi Meir that hold that that there's no pigul by Minchas Nusachem. Why? Where do we see that? Titania, because we have another Brisa. Niske Behema Chayavin Alei Mishum Pigul Mnei Shadam Azevach Matir and Likarev Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds the Nusachem are subject to pigul. Amrullah, the Chum said, Velawada, maybe as Zvach of Hayom, Unasachim, Mikanad the Saryamim. That no, the Nasachim cannot be subject to pigul because they can be brought 10 days after the Zevach. So they must not be connected to the Zevach. Amrullahen Ramey responded back, Afanilo Amarti, Ella Bibonim's Ima Zevach. I agree that if you bring it 10 days later, it would not be subject to pigul, but if it's brought with the Zevach, then the Dam Zevach is matir the Nasachim to the Mizbeach, and it's considered a real matir, a matir, so it will be subject to pigul. So it turns out that this brisa can't be Rabbi Meir, because while the first half of the brisa sounds like it's Rabbi Meir, when it includes log shemen in the world of pigul, the second half of the brisa that includes minchas nesachim in the world of pigul, that excludes minchas nesachim from the world of pigul, cannot be Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara explains the brisa as follows: Amar Rav Yosef Hamani Rebihi, that the brisa is entirely following the sheet of the Chachamim, that since you can't bring, since it's it's mutter to bring the Zevach one day and the Nesachim days later, so even if you bring the Nesachim on that same day, those Nesachim do not become pigul. And by Lok Shemen Shal Mitzora, the din is that the Zevach is not mefagalit. The Brisa says there's a din of pigul by Lok Shemen Shal Mitzora. It doesn't mean that the Lok Shemen Shal Mitzora becomes mispagel by your Makshava Chutz Lizmano on the Zevach. No, Hamani Rebihi, the Amar Lok Shemen Shal Mitzora, Matnosav Sharulei, Umid Manosav Sharulei, Manosav Mefaglilei. The Brisa is not talking about where he had a Makshavis pigul on the Zevach and it now affecting the Shemen. No, what it's talking about is you have a Makshavis pigul by the Shemen, in an avodah that you do with the Shemen. Because the halach is the Matanos, that your Mazav from the Shemen in the Heichal, they're Matir, the Shemen from being subject to Me'ila anymore. So if those Matanos of the Shemen are Matir, the Shemen from Me'ila, they should also, if you have a Makshav of Chutzlus Mano, when you're being mazer from the shemen, it should also make the rest of the shemen pigul. So yeah, the brisa says that there's pigul by a log shemen, but not when you're having machshavas chutzes mano on the carbon. The carbon and the log shemen are not connected, the rabbanon will tell you. No, it's only when you're having machshava of chutzes mano on the shemen itself. Detanya log shemen shal mitzora molin bo ad shiyizor kadam nizor kadam lo nenin v'lo molin. How do I see there's such a shita that the zrikas adam is is matir the log shemen from meila, that because it says beferish that a log shemen shel metzorah is subject to meila before the zrikas dam asham yuchayv meila on the log shemen nizrak adam. Once the zrikas dam happens, lo nenin, you're not allowed to get hanar from the log shemen on a drabanan level until you know sinas matnosav, but lo malin, but if you do get hanar from it, it's not subject to meila because it already became mutter with the zrikas dam. But Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says it's not the dam that's matir the shemen, it's the shemen that's matir the shemen. It's only when you put the shemen, the seven azos, in the heichal of the shemen, it's only then that the isur mi'ila goes away. So that's what we're saying. According to Shitas Rebbe, that the shemen could be matir the shemen from mi'ila, good. So having a machshava chutzas mana with the shemen can make the rest of the shemen pigul. The shemen and Rebbe and the Chum happen to both agree that if you put the matanos, the seven azos, sha'asr ba'achila, that the shemen becomes asr ba'achila, the shemen is asr ba'achila midrabanon, ad sheitin matan sheva umatan bahonos. Until you do all the matan sheva and the matan bahonos. Meaning, according to Rebbe, at the end of the day, hazaas shemen is matir the shemen. So based on that, we can explain our whole brisa that, yeah, a log shemen is not connected to the asham, but it could still become pigul independently because of what you're doing with the log shemen itself. So the Gemara rejects this. Amar kamed Rabbi Yirmiya, they gave this teretz in front of Rabbi Yirmiya. Amar gavar Rabbi Rav Yosef lema ki amilsa. He couldn't believe that a great man like Rav Yosef would say such a thing. That just like hazaa shemen is matir the shirayim of the shemen, that it can also turn the shemen into pigul. How could that be? Hare log haba b'fnei atzmo the lekuli alma matnos of sharalei lo mefaglinan lei and velo mefaglinan lei, a log shemen that's brought by itself and not together with the carbon asham, where everyone would agree the matanos of the shemen, the hazaos that you do, are matir the shemen la'achila, and nevertheless they're not mefagalit. How do I see that? To tiny, because there's a brisa. Log shemen shematzara chayav lo mishum pigal mipnei shedam matiro lebahonos. To Rav Meir, Rav Meir holds log shemen shematzara is subject to pigal because it's connected to the carbon. Amr lo Rav Meir, the Chum said to Rav Meir, v'lo ada maybe asham me'achshav log mikan v'ad nesari yamin. But no, the person could bring the log shemen days later. So certainly the dam asham is not mati the shemen when the shemen is brought days later, and you're not going to be subject, you're not going to be chayv mishum pigal. So you have to say that even when the shemen is brought together with the asham, it shouldn't be subject to pigal. So Rav Meir responded back, amalen afani lo mati ela b'vayim asham. I too was only talking about when it comes together with the asham. So it's mefurish in the brisa that there's no tzad to be mechayiv mishum pigul a log shemen shel metzora unless it's brought together with the asham. The whole conversation was when it's brought together with the asham, can it become pigul? But no one even had a havamina to raise in the brisa that maybe there's a second way that a log shemen can become pigul when you have machshav chutzas manu by the matan shemen itself during the actual avodah shemen. No one even thought of such a havamina. So that's why Rav Yosef is incorrect. There can't be a second way to make log shemen pigul. Ella Amar Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya says you want to explain who the author of the brisa is. Li'olam Rav Meir hi. The author of the brisa is Rav Meir, who holds that log shemen together with an asham, if it's brought together with the asham and the sachem that are brought together with the zevach is considered the matir, and therefore the log and the nesachem can all become pigul. And that would make sense in the ratio where it says that the log shemen is chayv mishum pigul, but it says in the sefer that nesachem is not subject to pigul. Yeah, sami mikan nesachem. Erase that part of the brisa. That part doesn't fit. So let's get rid of that part of the brisa. Amar Abai liolam lo tzisami. You don't have to go that far. You don't have to erase the problematic line. The tana log haba ima asham who had the nesachem haba ima mazevach. You don't have to erase it. The Bryce is following Shittas Rav Meir. But even Rav Meir holds that a log shemen can only be subject to pigul when it's in fact brought together with the zevach. Even Rav Meir holds that nesachim will only be subject to pigul when it's in fact brought together with the zevach. So in the ratio where he says the log shemen is subject to pigul, he would say, yeah, log shemen and nesachim for that matter, but that's talking about when it's together with the zevach. In the sefer where he says that nesachim are excluded from pigul, yeah, who had in log shemen for that matter, because that's talking about when it's not brought with the zevach. zavach when it's brought 10 days later. So then it's not going to be subject to the pigul of the zavach. That's the way to explain the brisa, to make it to make the resha and the seifa fit together. Okay, then the Mishnah went on to say, chatas of dama matrius b'sar l'kohanim. By chatas of, the dam of the chatas of is matur the basar of the chatas of to kohanim. Minani mili. How do I know that a chatas of could be eaten by kohanim after the malika of the chatas of? Malika is not a shechita. They, with the finger from the back of the neck, normally outside of the mikdash, malika would make something a nevela. So it's a big chiddush that a kohen is allowed to eat a chatas of. The Tani Levi, Levi taught a brisa as follows. The pasuk says, kol, in the context of Zeya l'chami kodesh hakadoshim, here's what you're allowed to eat. It's talking to the kohanim, mina'esh, kol karbanam, l'chol milchasam, l'chol chatasam. So we're going to dash in many of the words over here. Kol karbanam, l'rabos log shemen shalmetzara. That comes to include the log shemen shalmetzara, that the shirayim are permissible for the kohanim to eat, just like shirayim of other karbanos. And we need to be marbid, because salkadayit kamina mina esh kasarach, mana vaylav mosar mina eshu. And I need a reboy, because the pasuk says mina esh. I would have thought only those shirayim that come from the esh. A log shemen is not something that's left over from the esh of the mizbeach. None of it was placed on the mizbeach. So kamash malan, that's why I have kol karbanam to teach me log shemen shel metzora is nechal lekohanim. L'chol minchasam, l'rabos minchasomer, u'minchasaknos. L'chol minchasam tells me that even minchasom and minchasaknos can be eaten by kohanim. Why would I think otherwise? Sal kadai techaminu v'achlosam asher kupar behem. Since the pasuk says the kohanim could eat the karbanos that were brought as a kapara, yeah, but minchas haomer lahatir asya. Minchas haomer is not brought as a kapara, it's brought to be matir, the tevuah chadasha. That's chadash, becomes mutter when they bring the karban omer on the second day of Pesach. Minchas kenaos levarer avon kaasya. And minchas kenaos, that's by the sota, it's the mincha that the sota brings to be mevarer whether she violated the avera of niyuf. So those minachos are not there for a kapara. They serve other functions. That's not Yom Kippur. We just read about the sota yesterday. So kamash milan. That's why it has to tell me l'chol minchasam that a kohen gets to eat even from the minchas haomer and even from the minchas sota, the minchas knos. Ul'chol chatasam l'rabos chatasof, and l'chol chatasam comes to tell me that the kohen gets to eat the chatasof as well. Why would I think not? Sal kadai techamina nevelahi. I would think he's not allowed to eat the chatasof because it's a nevela, and if it's a nevela, obviously, normally you're not allowed to eat something that's a nevela. Special heter for kohanim. In Asfanda Araisa, Rav Yosef Engel has a whole diyun. When we say that Kohen is allowed to eat something that had malika, does that mean that it's not nevela? Or does it mean that it's a heter for kohanim to eat nevela? Meaning, and he brings a raya that it's got to be a special heter for kohanim to eat nevela, not that it's not nevela at all, because for Yisrael it's still nevela. So the way to understand it is that this is mamish a heter for kohanim to eat nevela under these circumstances. But for Yisrael it would not be mutar. And his other raya is the Gemara Menachos and Daf Mem Hei says that we would have assumed that kohanim are stam, not included in the yisur of nevela. That's why the pasuk has to tell me called nevela treifim and oaf menavim aleyochlu hakohanim. The pasuk in Yecheskel that kohanim are not allowed to eat nevela. Ah, Yecheskel comes tells me a chiddush. Kohanim are not allowed to eat nevela. Says the Gemara Menachos, yeah, it's a chiddush because they're allowed to eat malika. So you would think that they're allowed to eat from a malika. So you would think that they're allowed to eat nevela. Says Rav Yosef Engel, you see clear from there that kohanim are that in this case we still consider it nevela, but it's a special heter for kohanim to eat. Nevela. Now it's interesting, in the Sefer Shai Lamora, he raises the question, what's the Havamin in the Gemara Menachos that Kohanim are just generally allowed to eat Nevela? The Torah says explicitly, L'soch l'kol Nevela, okay, that might only be for Yisrael. But then the Torah tells you what to do with it. L'gera asher b'sharecha titnena. Give it to the Ger Toshav, who's allowed to eat it. V'achala, and he'll eat it. O mechar l'nachri. Or sell it to a guy. Why not just give it to a Kohen? Meaning, if there's really a legitimate Havamina that a Kohen is allowed to eat Nevela, why would the Torah say, L'gerash Arbishrecha, D'nenel Nachri, that you should give it? So he explains that maybe it would be Mutter, but there would still be an issue of Timtum Alev, which is a very interesting thing. It's a major discussion. The notion of Timtum Alev, that when you eat Machalas Asuras, that it somehow has a negative effect on one's Neshama, is that a function of the Isser or a function of the Metzius? Because we're suggesting that Nevela, what he's suggesting is that Nevela Mela would be Metamte Malev, even though it would be Mutter for Kohanim. That there would be such a so what? Now you're gonna say that when he eats Chatas Ha'of, there's a Timtum Alev? He's doing a mitzvah of Achilas Kachim. So no, what you'd have to say is that when it's an Achilas Rishus, it's not an Isser, there might still be Timtum Alev when it's a Chefza Shel Nevela. But when it's a mitzvah, the mitzvah will protect, will counteract the Timtum Alev, and it's not going to cause Timtum Alev. That's the question. What if someone eats something not kosher but ones? So is there Timtum Alev? When that whole scandal broke in Muncie a number of years ago, where that fellow was found selling the tray for chickens, so Rabbi Yaakov Luban from the OU wrote a whole article about whether the people have to worry about Timtum Alev, that there's Timtum Alev in such a case. So he tried to put together shitos that it's not, but it's certainly not pashut, meaning there's what to discuss. I mean, even eating ba'onas, it could be that that's a function of the metzius. Okay, l'kol ha'shamam, l'rabu s'ashem nazir v'ashem mitzora. L'kol ha'sham comes to tell me that the Kohen is even allowed to eat the Hashem Nazir and the Hashem Mitzora. Why would I think he's not allowed to? Salka taita chamina lahachshir ka'aso, ka'asu, that these Hashemim come to be machshir and not to be mechaper, because the Hashem Nazir is machshir the Nazir to begin his Nazirus again, meaning he became Tameh in the middle of his Nazirus. Another, again, we read about Nazir yesterday also. He becomes Tameh in the middle of his Nazirus, so he needs to bring the Hashem to restart his Nazirus. This is machshir him to restart the Nazirus. And again, the pasuk gets said, that the Kohen can only eat that which provides kapara, it sounds like. So this is not for kapara. Kamash Mulan. That's why it has to tell me, l'chol ha'shamam, that even these ha'shamos could be eaten by Kohanim, even though they are machshirim. Asha mitzora, behediksiv be, says the Gemara, wait, I need a drasha to tell me that he's allowed to eat from an asha mitzora? That's beferish in the Torah. The pasuk says, ki kachatos ha'asham hu la kohen. It's explicit. So why do I need kol to tell me asha mitzora? El rabos asham nazir, ki asham mitzora. Not that it comes to be marba, that kol comes to be marba asham nazir and asham mitzora. No, it comes to be marba asham nazir like asham mitzora. And asham mitzora is beferish in the pasuk. Asher yeshivu ze gezel ager. The brisa continues. The end of the pasuk says asher yeshivu. That comes to tell me gezel ager, that if a person steals from a ger and did not return it to the ger, and the ger died, and there are no yorshim because he's a ger, he has no relatives. What do you do with that money? You still have to return it, so you give it to kohanim. Lechahu shelecha yev afilu lekadosh baruch hu isha. And the pasuk tells me lechahu. I need the pasuk to tell me lechahu to tell me that it belongs to Aaron Ubanov, to teach me that Gezel Ager is mamish theirs. They could even be Makadesh an Isha with it. It becomes like Mammon of Chulin, has no Kedusha. It's Mammon Bailim. It belongs to them entirely, even to be Makadesh Nisha. Even though the Hashava of Gezel Ager is Mechaper, so Lechara, you wouldn't need another Limud Lechara. Tosfos explains, without the Limud, we would assume that the Kohen only gets that which is Nosem Mimizbeach, not from Dine Mamanus, that just happens to end up in the Kohen's hand. So that's why I need this special drasha to tell me that the Kohen gets the Gezel Hager as well, even to the extent that he's able to be Mekadesh and Yishu with it. Okay, in the last part of our Mishnah, had a machlokas Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim about Chatos HaPnimios, that the Matan Dam is done inside the Heichal. Is there a din of pigul on such Chatos HaPnimios? So Tanya, we have a braisa, Rabbi Lazar Mishum Rabbi Yossi, Pigel b'davar nasa b'chutz, pigel b'davar nasa b'fnim, lo pigel. That if you're mefagel with something where the avoda is done b'chutz, meaning that you're doing it, you're having machshavas pigel while you're doing something b'chutz, and it's about what will be done chutz l'zmano, is about that which is b'chutz, then it will become pigel. But if there's any element of b'fnim, either your machshava is happening while you're doing something b'fnim, or your machshava is about something that's done b'fnim, lo pigel. Ketzad, haya omid b'chutz v'amar, hareini shochet la'azos midamo. If a person is b'chutz and he says, I am shechting, having in mind to sprinkle the dam, l'machar. But where's the dam supposed to be sprinkled? In the mizbeach ha'pnimi, Lo pigel. That's not pigel because you're having a machshava about what's being done b'fnim. Shemachshava b'chutz b'davar nasa b'fnim. Lo pigel. And similarly, haya omi b'fnim. If you're in the heichal, the amar hareini mazer. Right now, I'm sprinkling down this carbon b'fnim. Al menas akter emurim lishpoch shirayim l'machar. Al menas to burn the emurim on the mizbeach chitzon, or to pour out the shirayim on the mizbeach chitzon. Chutz l'zmano. Lo pigel. It doesn't become pigel. Shemachshava b'fnim b'davar nasa b'chutz. Because that's a machshava that's happening b'fnim, but it's about something that's nasa b'chutz. Avala ya'omid b'chutz v'amar reini shokhe lishmach shirayim l'machar. Ola hakter emurim l'machar, pigel shemachshav b'chutz b'davar nasa b'chutz. But if you're shechting, which is done b'chutz, having in mind to be shofech l'shirayim chutz l'zmano, that's also done b'chutz, then it will be pigel, because what you're doing right now is b'chutz, and what you're having in mind is also b'chutz. Amar reb Shimon Levi Mikra, where do you see this in the pasuk? Kasher yora mishar zevach hashlamim. So we could ask, v'chimal lemanu mishar zevach hashlamim me'ata, what din do we learn from shlamim to the par kohen Mashiach? All the dinim of the haramas emurim are mefurish in the par kohen Mashiach. There's nothing that needs to be learned from shlamim. Elamakish par kohen Mashiach l'shar zevach hashlamim. There's some hekish between par kohen Mashiach and shar zevach hashlamim. Ma shar zevach hashlamim ad shu maisav umach shavosav al mizbeach hachitzon. Just like by carbon shlamim, in order for something to become pigel, all the maisim and the machshavos relate to what's being done b'chutz av par kohen Mashiach ad shu machshavosav. Umasav al mizbeach chitzon. The machshavos and the meisim are all on the mizbeach chitzon. Amrav Nachman, Amrav Barvua, Amrav Halacha Kerblazer Shavishim Rabbi Yosi. That's how we paskin. That we paskin that you need to have machshavos bachutz about that which is going to be done bachutz. So Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the reaction to paskining such a halacha. After all, such halachas are unfortunately not nogea bizman she'in beis hamikdash kayim.